Well, good day and welcome here to Elcott, The Next Step. And this is Dr. Ed Elcott. And I'm very interested in the music there. We heard of a young man by the name of Drake. Wasn't that fascinating? I have Elcott South, and this is going to be a surprise, I think, for some of you. As Elcott South joins us, Gloria Grover. Gloria.
Good morning.
Gloria Grover is the mother of a often appearing guest on the Phil Henry Show, Larry Grover. We did not know. I imagine most of those listening right now did not know. I knew because I met Gloria at our first circumference conference, which was in Tallahatchie. This was in, when was that, Gloria?
That would have been the late 1980s, I think.
The late 1980s, yes, and we met at the Tallahatchie conferences. That was the circumference conference when we mapped the global chart, the spiritual global chart for our novitiates as well as our initiates. Two different levels there. Gloria, you are in Elcott South, which is the final step before preservative as well as the step into priesthood. One of the few that are making that step, of a female few making that step from Elcott South.
Yes, I wanted to take my studies to a higher level. I live with my son, and I'm in the middle of a desperate struggle to retrieve, alleviate, lift up, and inflate his manhood, because he's...
I understand he's living at home, sleeping on a cot.
Yes, it's a cot on our service porch, which is all that I have room for, and I've told Larry that it's not...
No, but before we continue, if I could, Gloria.
Yes.
Does Larry mind that we're talking about him in this sense, do you think?
I don't think so. I think deep down Larry wants this to be purged.
I see. Go ahead.
And so I said to Larry, here's a cot. It won't get any better than this.
We know that the diminishment of ego is very important in Elcott, The Next Step. And the diminishment of your son's ego is very important as you retrieve the manhood from him and inflate his manhood, but as well as deflate his ego.
Well, and to that extent, Dr. Elcott,
that was not as respectful as I think.
You're right. I should have called you Dr. Elcott. I called you Ed instead.
Ed is a familiarity that betrays a deeper familiarity, and because of the tenets of Elcott, I must now reveal our relationship.
And I also want to say, before you do the revealment, that I was not intentional. It was not intentional.
That is something I will take you at your word for. Obviously, were I a more diminished being, I would probably have suspicion that you did it on purpose.
And that is if you were diminished. But I thank God, and when I say God, I mean one of five different jams or jellies.
That is apricot, strawberry.
I was thinking boysenberry. Yeah.
Okay. That's very, very good, Gloria. Well, all right. I've had a sexual relationship with Gloria Grover outside of my marriage for 6 years, and we have consummated that relationship and engaged in physical sexual contact in the tool shed that I live in, behind a grain store, which is just outside of the city limits of Wampaw. I told you that I live at a very diminished level because my ego has been diminished, and that's why I can speak to you very openly of these things.
I thought perhaps, Dr. Elcott, that in so bringing this to the fore, it would demonstrate wonderfully and handsomely how your ego has been diminished.
So there was pre-preparation. You did pre-butter the bread of life. You did. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to think those thoughts.
I did, yes.
All right. Then, again, it was intentional for you to break the and breach the familiarity boundaries, go for a revealment, and ultimately take the senses of all those who are listening, novitiate, initiate, and those who are non-initiate, and stick those senses into that, what we call that compost heap of human filth. And that is the filthy things that you and I have done together. Is that correct?
Well, Ed...
You said Ed again. Tell you what, let's start all over again.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's start all over again.
You're listening to Elcott The Next Step from Wampaw University in Winnipaw, New York. My name is Win Paw, and my family, as you might guess, helped found this small community. It was in the latter part of the 17th century that my family, having recently arrived from Bavaria and Silesia-Holstein-Silesia, which was then a portion of the proportionment of the Holy Roman Empire, and became dairy and cattle farmers and sheep shearers. But there were native peoples in the area who quickly drove my grandfather out and drove him into hiding after having slaughtered all the members of our family except for him. He lived in a cave and then married an Indian squaw, and that is from which my lineage, that's my lineage, that comes, that's where I'm from. All hail Elcott, all hail Elcott.
And a pleasant good day to you. This is the Saturday BSP only show. My name is Dr. Ed Elcott. We are restarting because we've had a revealment. With me is Elcott South Gloria Grover, the mother of often heard guest on the Phil Henry Show, Larry Grover. Good day to you, Gloria. Good morning to whatever or wherever people are hearing us.
Yes, and a very pleasant good day to you. And Dr. Elcott, since there has been the revealment and the compost heap has been breached,
we must now get into the specifics. I've had a graphically raw and physical, purely physical, relationship with Gloria Grover for the last 7 years. She is 15 years my elder, and I'm 59. So do the math, as the young people say, right?
Yes, do the math.
And because my ego has been diminished and rendered almost as ineffective as lint in a dog's nostril, I have no problem telling you that we have been engaged in this very base and a graphic sexual relationship. I'm beginning to lose my train of thought. All hail Elcott.
Let's do a revealment prayer.
All hail Elcott. Yes.
Elcott, I know you're listening. This is Gloria Grover. I know you're listening.
Elcott, we demand that you give me the words to speak right now, or I will go to wherever you are and I will mess you up.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
Yes, Elcott, we demand of you that you reveal to us the pure way from whence we should then move ourselves and allow Dr. Elcott to reveal himself in a manner most chaste.
Thank you very much. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. We've just done a revealment prayer because I was losing consciousness. It happens when you have to reveal the fact that you have been engaged in a purely physical, no spirituality, no emotional warmth, pure physical animal heat with a woman that you up to this point had hoped and prayed you'd never have to reveal the existence of. However, the revealment was breached here by Ms. Grover for reasons that only an Elcott South would understand, as Ms. Grover is now breaching and initiating for her level of priesthood which would be to be put up as an apricot preservative in a shed behind an old woman's house.
This is quite a momentous moment. I know that I did this without consulting with you.
That's all right. That's okay. My ego has been stepped on and ground into the vermin, the excrement of vermin, which is on the very floor of my soul, and you have further grounded into that. By the way, where we have had our physical liaisons, myself and Gloria Grover, have been in the tool shed that I live in and call home, behind a feed store, a grain and feed store, just on the outskirts of Wampaw, New York. This at one time had been a place where smallpox victims were quarantined many, many years ago. My understanding is the smallpox virus has since obviously been burned out and has dried up and blown away, but who knows?
The fact that Dr. Elcott and I have had graphic physical relation, very, very vile and possibly unnatural.
Yes, that was the word I was looking for.
Yes, unnatural physical relation. The fact that we've had that in a shed that at one time housed the quarantine smallpox victims of this part of New York State, and now is a tool shed for a grain and feed store. And in this shed are kept hoes and shovels, many of which are used to dispose of excrement, barnyard animal excrement.
Well, let's use the word, if I may.
Go ahead.
Shit. I think that...
Yeah, that is, that's...
Exactly what it is. And I sleep next to those things. And we have had... I wanted to say make love, but we've never made love. Have we ever?
No, let's be reasonable.
We've never made love. We've had sex. We've had sex. We've had it. It was there. I've had it, and we've had it, and it is sex, and we had it. Meaning, have you ever had a bath? Have you ever had a shower? No, you take a shower, and you take a bath. You even, if I may say, you take a shit.
Yes, or you have a bowel movement. I didn't take a bowel movement.
No, you had a bowel movement. So when you have sex, you have a bowel movement. I didn't have a sneeze. I didn't take a sneeze, but I sneezed.
I had a cookie. I had a cookie. I had a meal. I had sex.
But you don't take sex. You take a shit. You have a bowel movement.
So the only thing redeeming of the aspect of the revealment, and that is that Dr. Elcott and I have had graphic animal relations, is that it is on a level of physical action and physical function that one might call necessary and respectable.
Otherwise, if I said that I took sex, it would be as if I was engaging in a sex act the same way I would be relieving myself by emptying my, evacuating out in a street someplace.
Yes.
Well, I hope this has helped you. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and with me is the very lovely and wonderful Gloria Grover. We're going to take some phone calls now, and I know who's on the phone. We're going to be very delicate with him. Good morning, Larry.
You know, I would have expected more from you, Dr. Elcott.
Larry, this is your mother.
I know it's my mother, and I know it's Dr. And I've expected far more from you, Dr. Elcott. You know that I consider you to be almost a stepfather to me.
I understand that, but I think you'd understand as well, Larry, that being a stepfather to you when I am 2 years younger than you is weird. Let's use the word that a lot of people who are base animal and are not yet Elcott elevated, weird.
I don't think it's... First of all, no, you're not 2 years younger than me. You're a great deal older. I'm only 43. You're 59.
No, I meant in the spiritual sense.
Larry, you know that we've talked about the spiritual sense and that Dr. Elcott is much younger than you.
You can talk all you want about these notions that you have of spirituality. I don't know how you talked my mother into...
I didn't talk your mother into anything.
Larry, have respect now. Have respect for the Elcott and do not give in to the Elkhar.
I've been listening to this since I was a boy, Elcott and Elkhar, and all I wanted was to get out, get anywhere, get all the way to the citizens, to the citizens, to the conservatives of Kern County or the FBI, but that was already taken by the lady in the movie. So all I could do was get out, get anywhere, get all the way, and as I was fumbling with a girl's top.
Now, as you say these things, Larry, you know the revealment was only dictated by myself and your mother. It is not necessary for you to go into your own revealment.
Well, I'm going to go into my own revealment. I'm going to, as you call it, my own revealment.
All right, Larry, but understand.
When I was fumbling with a young lady's top, trying to get her blouse unbuttoned, fumbling with a brassiere in a pickup truck in the middle of a hot, humid night in somewhere in a field in Bakersfield, God, I dreamed of something better for me. I wanted to go someplace, and that young lady, by the way, who I married with the smallest tit.
And you can hear.
This is a very base level and not anything becoming of the Elcott, Larry. You understand?
I don't care about becoming of the Elcott. I married a woman with the smallest tits in Kern County, okay?
That's fine. You seek to shock us. You're not shocking me at all. All you're doing is belittling and lowering and leveling the Elcott instinct.
Larry, there is hope for you if you will give over. Give over, Larry.
When you say give over, Mother, all I can think of is leaning over and grabbing both edges of a toilet and either pulling my pants down or throwing up. Those are the only two options that I see for myself right now when you talk about giving over.
Don't do that, Larry. Don't belittle the experience that so many initiates have enjoyed.
They may have enjoyed what?
Larry, neither one of those options is what we're taught. When we say to give over, we say allow the Elkhar to leave you anally, if necessary.
That's the part I don't like. When you tell me that I've got to give over to Dr. Elcott to allow Elcott to escape my body anally, man, I'm throwing the flag on that 15-yard penalty, Jim Jones.
Oh, my God.
That is very wrong of you to equate what we have done and worked for here at Wampaw University and the affiliated villages of the Winnipaw.
There's no Winnipaw or Wampaw, New York, ladies and gentlemen. This is a figment of the imagination of Roy L.
And we are back here. We thank you very, very much. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and with me is Gloria Grover. She is a Elcott South, and that is the level below the ultimate ascension to the priestliness or the priesthoodedness that we like to talk of. We're going to be back in just a moment and speak some more with Gloria Grover. We'll talk more about our revealment and our animal and physical relationship, like two animals in the dirt having an animal-style sex in filth on the floor of a tool shed, which is, in Elcott, the next step, a glorious, glorious experience.
Elcott, the next step, can be yours with a $5 donation. You'll receive the 10-volume Elcott The Next Step book and peer review articles written by Dr. Wogley Elcott.
Hold on, you're getting a little nervous there, John.
Doctor.
I'll do that. You sit down, have yourself a cold drink.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott. And remember that the articles, peerage reviews, as well as all of the books that detail the liturgy of Elcott The Next Step can be yours, as John just indicated, by sending us a $5 donation. That's all, $5 here to Wampaw University, Winnipaw, New York, and Wampaw, New York, the interchangeable villages of the mind.
The interchangeable villages of the mind. Elcott The Next Step. Wampaw University. A new reality.
Hello, I'm Gloria Grover. My son Larry is very familiar to a lot of you. He's a guest on the Phil Henry Show from time to time. When Larry lost sight of his manly duties and became immersed in the very vulgar and gross level of human behavior called politics, he lost track of Elcott The Next Step, which his father and I had tried to immerse him in. Larry, at one point, had been a novitiate and almost took a young female protege to be his wife. When he did eventually marry his wife, Marcy, we embraced her and brought her into the family, even though her chest, her waist, and her hip size were all out of whack. In Elcott, The Next Step, we do not require beauty of women, we do require proportionality. And while Marcy had a well-shaped pair of hips and a waist, she had...
Go ahead.
No...
She was flat. She was no. She had no tits.
No tits.
Billiard... What do they call it? BBs on a...
BBs on a billiard table. Larry got really upset with that description.
Well, since that time, I have had the occasion to engage in filthy animal relations with Gloria Grover, right here, who is at my left, who I can barely stomach looking at or smell, and the same I think you'd say of me.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And yet we have subsumed our egos. That's how far along we are. Let me just say, that's how advanced we are. That's how better we are than you. And I don't say that with ego. Understand, there is no ego in Elcott, The Next Step. That's what makes the liturgy of Elcott, The Next Step puritanical in the purest sense of tanacle. When we talk about tanacle, we don't mean puritanical as in repressive. We mean it is pure and tanacle. Tanacle meaning the tannic acids that can be found in wines and some liquors. And when you use those properly, they create a sedative hypnotic state mentally, which can be then used in enhancing the prayer experience of Elcott, The Next Step.
Which is a long way of saying you can expand.
You can expand the vision, yes. Thank you very much, Gloria. In the revealment that happened here today, I will be very honest with you. I became quite angry, but I was able to subsume that when I knew that Gloria was now revealed as the one. That is, she who brought me to the level of a beast, having unnatural relations with a fellow human. It was the greatest physical experience of my life. My ego was non-existent as I was paraded through our village. Yes, that's correct, Wampa Village, with a dunce hat on.
This is part of it. You have to go on.
Yes, I must go on. I have to go on. After going through the village and engaging in the animal relations that I had engaged in...
It's very emotional.
It is. After engaging in the animal relations I had engaged in with Gloria, I was paraded through the village of Wampa on a mule wearing a dunce hat.
All right, get it out. Get it out. Yeah, baby.
Thinking of having relations with Gloria prompted me to vomit just now, but it is pure and good, sweet and divine, filled with the ever sweet essence of the guava juice of soul renewal.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
Time now for another Elcott prayer. Elcott, this is Gloria Grover. I am an Elcott South, about to become preserved, jarred, and put in the shed of the everlasting old lady in Wichita. Elcott, I am telling you now to get up off your fat can, pour me the guava juice of enlightenment, and stick it in my mouth. You understand what I'm... Do it. Do it.
Well, many people hearing the prayers of Elcott, The Next Step, think that they're quite remarkable. I know there's a lot of people who wonder, well, my goodness, you're speaking to a higher deity. No, we're not. We're speaking to a lower deity.
That is right. The deity in Elcott is Elcott, the spirit of Dr. Hevner Elcott, who came up with the... I shouldn't came up with, it sounds... I don't mean to say came up with.
Yeah, it sounds like he just concocted this one night over a bottle of mash whiskey, and that's not the case.
This is not, as I like to say, and as I've said to Larry, this is no, we ain't no, let me just put it colloquially, we ain't no Mormons here. No one found any tablets in someone's backyard while they were digging up to plant a petunia bed or put in a swimming pool.
Now, this was delivered to Heavener Elcott on the evening of his 77th birthday, and the next day, when they had cake and pie and ice cream and cookies, he looked into the flaming candles on the cake, and he saw his own elevation and initiation into the protocols, the five obstacles through which we must travel, unacceptable realities of life, and of course the four miracles: flying, bullets bouncing off your chest, X-ray vision, and invisibility.
Elcar.
Now, Gloria is Gloria Grover. I just called you Gloria. Good morning. I have to start all over. Good morning and welcome to Elcott The Next Step. Gloria Grover is with me. She is in Elcott South. She just invoked the spirit of Elcar because she heard me inhale through my nose, making the sound of the snout.
The sound of the snout is made when Elcar is seeking entry into the corpulence. Elcar is evacuated by way of the anus, but Elcar can invade the corpulence through any opening. And in that instance, I heard Elcar attempting again to enter Dr. Elcott by way of the nose. So you heard.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, Elcott, I am telling you now, and I'm not giving you any, there's no two ways about it. Get Elcar and get it out of me now. And I don't care what you're doing. We dictate what we want from our deities and from our saints and our spiritual, the pantheon of spirits that we don't worship. We consult and we order around.
Our pantheon, if you will, our gods, are beings that we tell what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And if they give us any, and again, no god gives you backlip, but if it gives us, in the human sense, a hard time, if Elcott gives me any backlip, then I spiritually send a quick right hand to its teeth.
Now, a lot of this sounds comical, and we have to...
Yes, we want to advise people, there's nothing, it may sound comical to you, but in the very spiritual sense, I envision myself shooting a right jab into the smiling, grinning, very white teeth of a holier-than-thou, smart-ass, pardon me for putting it that way, salesman. That is Elcott to me. That's Heavener Elcott, grinning. And what is the Heavener Elcott sound?
Well, it sounds like this. Yee! That's the sound of a guy grinning. And that's when the right hand shoots out almost instinctively and knocks all the teeth clean out of its head.
That is Heavener Elcott.
Well, the Elcott.
Yes.
Lots to talk about here. Let me go over here to Barley. Hello, Barley. How are you?
I'm doing real good. If it wasn't for Elcott, I wouldn't be anywhere. Listen, I'm calling in, and good morning, Gloria Grover.
Good morning, Barley. Nice to see you again, and I do see you, even though we're talking on the phone. I remember the last time we saw each other was at the Tampa Bay Circumference Conference in 91.
It was a wonderful time. Let me tell you something. I heard young Larry. Larry, Elcott, the next step is how you're going to find your way out.
We've been trying to sell him, to tell him that.
Well, Larry, take it from an old man. Larry, I'm almost 112, okay? I know I don't sound like much, and I'm not much. My ego has been subsumed, but I'm almost 112. And I still get up in the morning, I urinate, I evacuate my balls,
Bowels? Is that the word?
That's the word. I do that by myself. I make myself a Wheaties breakfast, an egg. I make my coffee. I go in and I read my newspaper. And if it wasn't for Elcott, I don't know where I'd be.
Oh, well, it's a wonderful story, Barley, that we want you to share at every circumference conference.
And I'm happy to do it. I tell you, I get emotional. But whenever I hear from your son, Larry, I want to go down to where he lives. I want to kick the door open. I want to tear him out of that bed, pour all that gasoline that he uses to clean up the brassieres of whatever woman he's picked up that night, pour it all on the floor while he's still in bed and light it on fire, and listen to him scream as the
Well, it's a natural instinct.
It really is. That sounds very violent, but that's the instinct we have for our loved ones. We just want to go in and say, okay, have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King. Do you remember that commercial?
I do. It's one of the foundational sayings of Elkhart.
Have it your way at Burger King. Well, we came up with, and I should say we, all of us enveloped in the Elkhart soul, came up with the idea of have it your way, burn alive.
Yeah, and but not that we'd really do that.
No, we just think about it.
We think real long and hard about it. And as soon as you, there's a million things that I could tell your son, Larry. So many things have helped me. So many things have helped me. God, when I thought about burning my own home down with my wife in it, I got I was aroused, as you know.
That's normal.
Yeah. And then for the first time in my life, I was able to have normal relations with my wife that night, a woman who I was imagining setting fire to a house with her in it. I can't tell you, Larry, I can only speak from experience. I'm almost 112. Ask your mother, ask Dr. Elkhart, ask around. Ask around at the Parlay House, ask around at the Circumference Conferences, ask around at the ashrams, go up to Grand Rapids to the brand new novitiate hallway there. Go over to Novitiate Hall, the new Novitiate Hall in Texas. Or, if you want, they've just opened up the brand new Culture Closet, and you can crawl into that, crouch, and listen, and you'll hear me speaking to you in a whisper.
Well, Barley, always good to hear from you.
Thank you, Barley. And Barley, I think every time you're on the program, Larry hears it, and he hears somebody, was that Barley? So he loves hearing from you.
Well, I'm glad. And you know what? I love you very much, Larry. I know you're listening. Just go to any one of the Elkhart elliptical centers, get on a bicycle, and just, you know, take a spin around the parking lot and then fall off the bike and tell me how you feel.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there's one of the great old men of Elkhart, the next step. That's Barley Hervanday. And Barley right now is living in a tree. And I think it's somewhere along the Canadian-American border, but it's a tree. And he, for food, simply gnaws on leaves and bark. He has no clothes on. The phone he was using there, he lifted from a campsite. And now he's got to go back, covered in mud, so as to camouflage himself and put the phone back in the purse of the lady who's there at the campsite with her husband and children. And he'll go back into the wild now, covered in mud, eating insects and maggots. It's a wonderful story.
Elkhart, the next step. We'll be right back. Hello, William Tail here, one of the many founders of the Elkhart branch offices throughout America. We've just opened one up in Tacoma, Washington. We'd certainly be happy if you'd come on in and say hello to us. You don't even have to live in Tacoma. We don't have any Elkhart novitiates or initiates in the Tacoma area. We have two in Seattle. Most of our novitiates and initiates are living in upstate New York. So why did we open up a branch office in Tacoma? Well, I'll tell you. During our next commercial, because I've got to think about that. You know what? I do. I have to think about that.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll come up with the right...
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, get it.
Did you fly in from Tacoma? Maybe you should go back to Tacoma now.
Yeah, okay. God, I feel funny.
Well, you know something, folks? I couldn't end this program with a better... the Clabberdale. God.
Yeah, we have to get into the Clabberdale. The Clabberdale affair, very quickly.
And I might have misnamed it or misnomed it when I initially tweeted about it on Twitter. The Clabberdale affair was when a rogue branch office of Elkhart the Next Step, located in Arthur Park, Illinois, tried to gas a local city council meeting and take over the operation of the city. They tried to gas and put to sleep
five members of the city council. They were going to put them in a stasis, that is, suspended animation with tubes and wires, because they'd seen that in a movie. Now, this was a terrible affair because it brought great disrepute and shame upon Elcott South, on Elcott the Next Step, and on Elcott South, Gloria Grover, who was a member of that branch office in Illinois.
Yeah, and that's why we did eventually relocate to Southern California, because we had to get out of town just ahead of a posse. They were hell-bent on lynching us.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and my husband and I said a prayer to Heefner Elcott, and we were elevated, lifted, and transported.
It was a terrible affair, but the Clamberdale affair told us all that the best way to get favorable zoning rules so that we can open up our own bread shops and donut shops. As you know, Elcott the Next Step supports itself with its great many Elcott donut shops. We have the cream-filled, the jelly-filled, and quite a few other, the glazed donuts.
Larry, I know, loved the glazed donut, and he almost became an Elcott initiate, but he got fat.
Well, you don't want to get fat on that stuff, but it does happen. And that's how we fund our Elcott adventures and programs. So we came west and began to rebuild after the Clamberdale affair, when five members of that city council in Illinois were gassed and put to sleep by a rogue branch office of Elcott the Next Step. And then after seeing the movie Coma, they tried to wire them up and hang them in a room. I can't even begin to explain it. It didn't work, obviously, and these individuals were arrested and eventually sentenced to a long prison term, two of whom are still inside because they continually get into trouble and they're knocking off all their good behavior time. They don't have any good behavior time. Now they've added bad behavior time.
Is that Rudy and...
Rudy Generic and Cynthia Calcine. Those two have been just a burr in the side of the United States federal penal system since they first arrived, and they're not even Elcott the Next Step people anymore. They have just now become officially Elcar motivated, but Elcar dumb.
So they're not evil.
No, they're not evil. They're just annoying. Just annoying. Well, that's that. And one more phone call. Look at this.
Okay, Larry, we've tried.
Mother, I'm expecting you home in a half an hour, and I've got a couple of surprises for you.
Oh, my God, Larry, don't try. Don't think that you can cow Elcott South. You can't do that. I'm Elcott South.
Mother, I'm going to lock you in your bedroom tonight, and I'm going to use my room, and I'm going to have a lady over, and I'm going to entertain her, and I'm going to make her dinner and everything.
You have no power over Elcott. I'll just simply come to the home tonight and dissolve any twist ties you put on my wrists, and then I will have to stare at you and motivate you to get into your car and drive it into a wall like one of those kids with the funny eyes.
You're going to pull a village of the damned on God.
Well, that,
Yeah, see, Larry keeps thinking. Larry thinks he's got the power. He ain't none of that.
Yes, Larry Grover, he ain't none of that, but I'm all of this. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott.
And I'm Gloria Grover, Elcott Sound. Thank you for joining us.
Elcott the Next Step, from Wampaw University in upstate New York. Brought to you by the affiliated members and the various departments of the Elcott branch offices throughout North America. I.R. Elcott.
I no take drugs no more.
All hail. Elcott, 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 Elcott.
Woo!
Elcott.